Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, people walk away from their faith for a lot of reasons. They walk away because they start to believe other things. They walk away because they think God has not been there for them, or they think that God is some kind of God that God really isn't. And people leave their faith all the time. And sometimes they never come back to it. Sometimes they do. And sometimes they have a real struggle with their faith. People leave the church, the organization or the group of people that follow God, follow Jesus, all the time too. And that's a little more complex at times because they leave for so many reasons. Maybe they're experiencing the shadow side of the human piece of it. Maybe they're experiencing what they feel like is hypocrisy. And those are real challenges. But in a season like the one we're going through, and the season now, I guess we just would say is the year 2020, we know that people are walking away from their faith for some really good reasons and some reasons that I would resonate with, I would imagine. But also, there are reasons that people are walking away from the faith that aren't so good. Now, I want to speak to the group of people, and actually really all of us, that might be struggling with our sense of who God is in a time like this. Maybe you are struggling with your faith right now. And you're thinking about giving it up. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you've struggled with your faith in the past and you resonate with that pull and that urge to give it up because it doesn't add up to you anymore. Or maybe you've walked away and somebody has forced you to watch this message for some reason and you're like, forget this faith thing. Well, one of the things that's interesting is that usually people have reasons for walking away from the faith. And I don't usually get to hear those stories too very often. You know, if I'm at a party or I'm at a gathering and, you know, people always ask the classic question, what do you do? Then I say, well, I'm a pastor. And if they know what that is, then they respond back like, oh, yeah, I go to church sometimes, or they tell me why they haven't been in a long time. But really anymore, I don't really get to hear the reasons why people don't have their faith intact as much. Because they are embarrassed or they don't want to. And I understand that, but I wish it wasn't the case. But what I do also know and do also hope is that in this season of 2020, that there's a particular reason that people might walk away from their faith that I really hope and pray they don't. And I really hope and pray that if you're struggling with your faith in this time, that you don't walk away from the faith either because of this very particular belief that people have, and a very particular belief that I think leads us all in the wrong direction if we have this understanding in particular of who God is. And really, it's more about who God isn't. Now, here's what happens, and maybe this happened to you, or again, maybe you resonate with this. All of us are led to understand God in a certain way, and we are led to understand who God is, probably from an early age. And a lot of it is often based on an understanding of God being a good God who is all-powerful and all-knowing, that God created the world, and we could go into what that means, but we won't, and that's the God we're supposed to believe in. Oftentimes, in many an era, that goes with this idea of an old man sitting on a throne in heaven with a long gray beard. He's usually white. And he has the all-powerful and all-knowing look about him. And we get that image, we get that concept of who God is, and then oftentimes it doesn't change much. It doesn't change much because we don't work to expand it. We don't work to correct it. We don't work to find our way forward on it. And then this crazy thing happens, that idea of God is not quite reconcilable anymore with our life experience, and we tend to then abandon that God. And the problem is, that God is worth abandoning, but that's not the real God. That's just a caricature of who God is. And in fact, much of that is built on an understanding of who God is that really isn't helpful and really isn't very accurate, at least as far as we can tell when you take a closer look at what the scriptures say. So when you've got that understanding of God, and let's just call that the Sunday school understanding of who God is, there's another problem that develops, because if God is all-knowing and God is all-powerful and God is good, then there's that classic question, why do bad things happen? Because if God's all-powerful and all-knowing and all-good, then you presume that an all-knowing and all-powerful and good God would stop bad things from happening. But bad things happen. 2020 is happening. And then we wonder, where is God in the midst of it? Because a good God must stop these things. Because we have this idea that God is then in complete control, and that God makes all things happen in some way or another, or God is directing things, or God is orchestrating things. And then when the bad things happen, we think to ourselves, well, did God cause that? Did God cause COVID-19? Did God cause racism? Did God cause all the struggles, the wildfires, the storms? If God does the good things, then doesn't God often or also have to be responsible for doing the bad things? Well, people have been wrestling with that question, and people have been walking away from the faith for that very reason for a very long time, because they can't reconcile that a good God would allow bad things to happen, or that a good God would worse cause these things to happen. And in fact, the people that wrote the scriptures have been struggling with this for a long time, and Jesus, even he weighed in on this as well. And when you look to the sum total of the way that the scriptures reflect on who the writers believed God to be and who they experienced God to be, then we get a sense that God maybe isn't that God, that God isn't the cause of all bad things, that God maybe doesn't even cause the good things. But the reality is that God is responsible for these things, because God is God. But the reality of this season that we're in is that God isn't that God either. God isn't a God who causes the bad things. God is a God who looks at what is happening, and God's heart breaks for us. Now, part of what goes into the understanding of misunderstanding also of who God is a sense of God is in charge of the timeline in a direct and coordinating sense. But one of the things we find throughout all of the Old Testament, but specifically in this place that might be familiar to some of you, in this book of Ecclesiastes, is that the people of Israel, the people who shepherded along what would become the Old Testament, it was their Hebrew scriptures, their Hebrew Bible, as it might be said. In Ecclesiastes, in one of their wisdom literatures, there's this passage where the writer of Ecclesiastes is reflecting on this very question of how does time work and how do we understand these things? And here's what he writes. He writes in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time for love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." Now, maybe you've heard that before, and maybe you have heard that at a funeral or you've heard it otherwise, but there's something in there, both in the rhythmic nature of it and also the reflection on it and in what follows there, that the writer of Ecclesiastes is drawing attention to the fact that while God might be culpable, God might be responsible for all of the seasons and all the ways that life works, and so while God might be culpable for all these things, God does not orchestrate them to happen. They kind of happen on their own. They ebb and flow. It's actually a consequence of the way that we think God kind of set things up to be, with the freedom that we experience because of the freedom we have autonomy and responsibility for the way life goes in many and all ways, really. It's not God's causing of the suffering. We cause that ourselves. It's not God's cause of the good times either. We're responsible for helping there be good times too. And when we look to this year, I think we take comfort to know that God is not the cause of our suffering. Because if God is the cause of our suffering, then that's not a God worth believing in. And frankly, that's not a God that I believe in either, or would want anybody to believe in. But as the scriptures reflect, it's actually more about the God who speaks to us about what we're to do in those circumstances. That God wants us to make the best of the life that we have, and that God wants us to then make the world into the place that God wants it to be, so everybody can experience the gift of the good things in life, and not just the struggles, and not just some people, but all people. Because that's who God really is. It isn't a sense in which God rewards us for doing good things, but the reward in of itself is helping the world become the place that God wants it to be. And I think that's a big part of the reason people are tempted to and do walk away from faith, is because they think that God is one who is going to stop all the bad things from happening. And when they happen, that is truth that God must not exist, or at least God is not all powerful. And then again, that's not a God worth believing in. So if you resonate with that struggle at this time, I want you to know that I get that. I want you to know that the scriptures wrestle with that too. And time again, they have come out on the other side saying, that's not who we believe God to be is either. God is the God who is with us, and God is the God who challenges us and calls us to help the world not be that way. Now, there's another thing that I think goes into the ways in which people walk away from the faith, is they see that good things happen to good people, but also bad things happen to good people. And they see that bad things happen to bad people, and they see that good things happen to bad people. And they look at that and they say to themselves, well, where's the justice in that? How is it that God would perhaps allow that to be, or how that God would not stop that from happening and simply let good things happen to good people and bad things happen to bad people? Well, there's another problem with that as well. And that comes back to the fact that in God's eyes, because of God's grace, God sees us not for who we are, but who God wants us to be and who we're becoming. And that's grace. And that's what Jesus did for us, so that we could be reconciled to God and reconciled to one another. But then there's another thing that goes on there, that is that people in life just seems to happen. That good happens to the good people, and that bad happens to good people, and that bad happens to bad people and good happens to good people. And that's the way life is. And that's been a struggle too for people throughout all the ages. How does that work in the sense of who God is as well? And Jesus, in fact, taught about that as well in one of his famous teachings in Matthew chapter 5, in that famous Sermon on the Mount. Now, the phrase that Jesus uses there is one that would have resonated with his crowd, and I think can resonate with us as well. And the phrase Jesus uses is that the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. That's a metaphor for saying that God may be the cause of the rain in the global sense or the cosmic sense, but God does not cause the rain itself to fall. God is not the one who makes the raindrops start or stop, but rather life continues to just happen as it is. And that means that God is not sending blessings. God is not sending punishments. And it also can be a way for us to understand that God's love is there for all people, and that God does not reserve it for just the people that are quote unquote good. Then really none of us would get it because of the sin that's in our life. But rather God sends out and makes God's love available for all people. And that is certainly a sense in which God loves us and God shows impartiality to all people. If God were partial to one group of people, which God isn't, that would be another reason to not want to believe in that God. If God showed favoritism to one group of people or elevated another group of people over another, those are things that God has not done, but we believe at times God does those things. And when if we believe those things, then those are good reasons to walk away from the faith. But I don't think they're valid, and the scriptures and Jesus don't validate those either. So in this rough time that we're going through, I just wanted to lift up these places in scripture that help us better understand who God has been seen to be over the ages so that we don't miss the way to better understand the season that we're in. This time that we're in is not a sense of God's judgment. It's not a punishment. There isn't a way in which God is blessing good people and punishing bad people. And if that's the kind of God that you feel like you believe in, I have good news for you, because that's not the God of Jesus. That's not the God who Jesus taught, and that's not the God who sent Jesus to show us what true life needs to look like. So if you find yourself with a sense of who God is that isn't working for you, I want to encourage you not to walk away from your faith, but to walk away from that version of God. And then look towards rebuilding your sense of who God is as a God who loves all people, as a God who wants the rain to fall on all people, because that's not just rain, that's God's love. There's a God who wants us to take responsibility for our actions so that we can help the world become the place that it needs to be, so all people can survive and all people can thrive. So if you've got a Sunday school version of God that is haunting you or holding you back, let go of that God and let the real God come into your life, and let that God come into your life so that you might experience the blessings that God has for us all and the hope that comes from knowing there is a real God who loves you and there is a real God who wants hope and peace and love for all. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.